probably the easiest place to see it is actually in the Arizona desert area. And we spent ages looking for them, whether we were a bit late or a bit early, but it really was a bit of a trial. We went to lots of other places and did lots of other recording because there were obviously other target species we wanted to get. But the last few days we really put an effort. We drove around all these tracks out near Tucson and where the saguaro cactus grows, amazing looking area. And eventually we found a singing bird. And that was great. We was really happy about that. But it was perched up on this bush. In fact, it's the state bush. It's a Palo Verde bush. It's again quite striking bushes. There are all these sort of brilliant yellow flowers all over them. So quite an attractive. Anyway, this bird was sat on the top of that. So Dave said, "Well, we're going to have to get a microphone in close." Because for some reason we weren't going to record it on the reflectors. Perhaps we could get close enough, or it kept flying off. Anyway, so Dave decided he was going to put one of his mics up quite close to where we saw the bird had been perching. That was fine. So microphone went in on the tree, just underneath, and he cabled. With big reels of cable, so connected the cable up and then ran back with the cable. We must have had 50 meters of cable, so we cabled it back quite a long way.
Mm. And would you be in the car listening to that?
And then we could get in the car and just listen and wait for it to come back, which is what we did. And the bird came back in, and he was shaking his head, and he said, "That's not right." I said, "What's going on?" He said, "There's this guy chattering. He's talking about God. I can't hear the bird now." And what had happened is, because we put out so much cable, it was acting like an aerial. And in the southern states, they've got all these radio stations, that spout out religious broadcasts all the time. And it was picking up one of these radio stations. And that's all he could hear through the headphones was somebody talking about religion. So we got back out of the car again, and we lifted the cables off the ground. So we then looped them over various bushes and back to the car. And that seemed to do the trick. Mm. It disrupted that signal, and the bird eventually came back and sat on the bush and it started singing. And that was great. Yeah, recorded it for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that. It sang intermittently. So we got some good recordings of that.